So for only $100, I promote whatever you need on my social medias and my website. That's my Twitter, Facebook, Insta Stories, YouTube community, and my website, like I said, www.doggydiamondstv.com. Hit me up on Instagram at Doggy Diamonds for your promo. Serious inquiries only. Must be Cash App ready. Let's get to it. Yes. I'm in rare form. Not rare form, but I'm where I want to be tonight. We got that energy tonight. We got that energy tonight. We got that energy tonight. Watch. Watch. We got that energy. We gonna keep it right here. We got that energy tonight. Cause a lot of y'all playing, and I'm sick of the playing. I'm sick of the games. I'm sick of all that shit. We got that energy tonight. Watch. I see all y'all respect is ignorance. All y'all respect is people wilding. That's all y'all respect. So you know what? Let me give you something. Let me give you something tonight. It's one for the books. Got that energy. We keep that at all times. So without further ado, man, I ain't even talking no more, man. I present myself on the screen. What's up, everybody? I'll go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. This is my show. This is my YouTube. This is my podcast. This is my channel. This is something that I built on my own without any clout chasing, without using nobody's name or no derogatory, without any of that. Just doing me. You know what I'm saying? Putting in my work in this game. This is what I did. This is what I did. This is what I present to you. I got the fire in the back because everything that come out my mouth, everything I do is flames, right? So all I see on the internet is checking here, checking there. You can't go here without checking in. You got to check in. First of all, I'm not checking in with nobody nowhere. I'm going to go where I want, where I want. I don't care what hood is in, what state, what city. I'm going wherever I want. Straight up and down, I'm going wherever I want. Wherever I want on this earth, I'm going to go. And can't nobody tell me where I can and can't go. Straight up and down, because people talk about you got to check in. Nobody said this to me, but I'm just making an example right now that I'm going to go wherever I want, whether it's Los Angeles, whether it's Chicago, whether it's NO. I don't care where I go. I'm going where I want to go. And ain't no man or woman going to tell me where I can and can't go. You know why? Because they're quick to tell me, yo, where you can and can't go, what you doing over here. But I see Euros on O Block taking pictures. I see Euros at the Nipsey Hussle mural taking pictures. I see Euros at the Big L mural taking pictures. Who the fuck did they have to check in with? Who did they have to check in with? When they come to the neighborhood and take over the neighborhood and gentrify it, who they got to check in with? Who they got to check in with? When they build them gas stations, who they got to check in with? When Amazons is in your community building a new nail salon or them hairy chicken wing spots, who they got to check in with? They just come in and do what they want right in your hood. Right in your hood. And y'all wave at them, smile. They got poodles walking around. They walking around with poodles. Jogging. Drinking coffee. Who they got to check in with? Who they got to check in with? Who's stopping them from coming into the neighborhoods? Who's stopping them? Go through your neighborhood right now. See who's in your neighborhood. But why, when you go to another neighborhood, they looking at you, what you doing around here, like you some type of intruder. But when they come around here, they're not intruders. We don't call them the pilgrims. We don't call them the colonizers. It's a difference when you come into somebody's neighborhood and you're there to make a mockery or say, yeah, I was over here and nothing happened. That's different. But you mean to tell me if I'm riding around and I stop somewhere and I want to get something to eat and somebody want to go upside my head because I don't belong around here? You didn't check in. So what you're saying is that I got a call and speak to somebody I don't know that's from this neighborhood and say, hey, I'm in your neighborhood. When we talk to people we don't know, just really think about that. When do we talk to people we don't know? Straight up and down, when people come to my hood, it's a tourist area. Straight up and down, you got Biggie murals everywhere. You got all types of stuff. I don't have the time to say what y'all doing around here. Yo, you can't shoot a video in front of this mural. People love that man the way I did. Who am I to say you can't be around here and gentrify neighborhoods? But the Asians, the Euros, the Arabs, they could go anywhere. And nobody don't say shit. Nobody don't say, oh, you got to check in or this going to happen. So now you got these dudes who's acting like they're for the neighborhood. They for the people. But y'all oppressing the people. So I'm supposed to call or get in contact with somebody that I don't know and say, hey, I'm in your neighborhood and I'm here and I got this jewelry on. Can you make sure I'm safe? You know whose job is it to make sure you're safe? Your job. It's your job to make sure you're safe. As a grown ass man and woman, we depending on some man to make sure, when I was in the West Coast, I went around where I wanted, how I wanted to. Straight up and down. Y'all talk all that shit you want. I'm going where I want. Period. I ain't calling nobody. I'm going to call my people if I'm out there. Yo, I'm out here. But you mean to tell me I got to call a stranger to go in some neighborhood? I'm not going in the neighborhood anyway. What am I going there for unless I have some type of business there? But we're not allowed to travel around as businessmen and go in neighborhoods. I'm not a part of no street organization. I don't understand your politics. Don't give a fuck. That's y'all and that's y'all thing. But if I'm over here, I'm over here for a reason. What I look like letting some nigga come up to me and say, what you doing over here? Fuck you. That's what I'm doing over here. I don't care where I'm from. I don't care where I go. Nobody ain't gonna stop me from doing shit. Pussy ass niggas always talking this check. Y'all gotta, you can't come around here. But the fucking Euros is up and down your block doing what they want to do. Up there raising prices on shit. Shit gentrified. Shit all run down. And y'all fucking talking about, yo, you can't come around here. Something gonna happen to you. Me? Your brother? Your people? Your people. So you'll do something to somebody that look like you. But the people that don't look like you, who's supposed to be your enemy, can do whatever they want. They can stop and take pictures. They could get out. They could build a Starbucks. Once you see the Starbucks and the Whole Foods and the Chipotle, there goes the neighborhood. I wish somebody would say, yo, you can't be around. What? Got as much right as this on this earth as you do. I'm not here to exploit your neighborhood. I'm not here to go in front of your fucking Compton sign. I'm not going to do all that shit. That's the difference between exploiting. But we can't be tourists. We can't go around like tourists because we black. We can't be tourists. We can't say, damn, I heard of Compton. Eazy-E and them. I want to see the sign. What you doing around here? But again, when them Euros come and they want to do that, oh, that's just them. But me, I got to check in. I got to go talk to somebody before I go over here. I got to go. And I seen. So, the fuck out of here. Listen, I ain't checking to nowhere. Period. Nobody gonna make me check in. I'm gonna go to any state, any city, any town, and do what the fuck I wanna do. Period. Period. That shit is corny. And if y'all jacking anybody who's allowing that to happen, then something is wrong with you. We built this whole damn country. We built this whole country from the ground up. And you trying to tell me, you somebody that's a descendant of something that I'm a descendant from is telling me where I can't come? How you got fucking tribalism somewhere or some shit you don't even own nothing or some shit that's run down and fucked? And I don't want to come to your fucked up neighborhood any fucking way. Like I'm coming here to front. I'm not coming here to front and posture. I might have business. I might be passing through. Oh, shit, yo, this is such and such. Oh, shit, this is the crib. This is such and such. Oh, shit, this is where they film Good Times. Oh, shit. Oh, what you doing around here? Motherfucker, I'm looking around. So? I got to die? I got to get beat up. I got to die. I got to get beat up. I got to get robbed. I got to get shot because I'm an out-of-towner going around black people. Make that make sense. Make that make sense. I see people in the hood. I don't give a fuck. I ain't got nothing to do with me. Motherfucker, there's Biggie murals everywhere in my hood. There's murals everywhere in my hood. They gonna go and take pictures. They want to do videos. I don't care. But all that, what you doing around here? Man, my neighborhood where I'm from is gentrified. Straight up and down gentrified. They got flower pots in the middle of the street. They got bike lanes. It ain't sweet, but they got bike lanes. But we got smoke for each other. We got issues with each other. What you doing around here? Yo, they came over here, but the Euros get to walk around free. They drink their little frappuccinos. They do all that shit. I'ma get shot and be brave. Well, fuck it. I'ma get shot by being brave. Because it's not about being shot. Nigga will clap you quick. Listen. You sound stupid, and your name is nigga for life, so you gonna be that. I'm gonna go where I wanna go, and I bet you nothing happened to me. I bet you I go where I want and don't nothing happen. Ain't nothing been happening. I've been on this earth for as long as I've been on this earth, and I go wherever I want, and I don't care. I don't care what hood it is. I don't care what's going on. I'm going to see where my people are, period. So what you're trying to tell me is I should be safe downtown somewhere around the Euros, but I can't go to where my people dwell because I didn't get permission to go around my people. So who the fuck is really my people then? Who's really my people? So I could stay in a hotel somewhere around them, but if I go down to where my people are, I don't belong over there. Nigga, suck a dick, nigga. You ain't doing nothing to nobody. You talking about Pop Smoke. Rest in peace to that man. You ain't doing shit to nobody either. You in the chat, nigga. I go around. You bringing up Pop Smoke for it. That was some sucker shit. Set up. Fuck, we need a hood pass to be around and fucking impoverished, fucked up people like us. We need a pass to be around. It's like, that's some slavery shit. You needed a pass to go around. I need a pass to be around poor people. I need a pass to be around people that's in poor conditions like me. Are you stupid? How dumb y'all are. That's why y'all be getting shot. That's why y'all be getting shot. Niggas acting like they helping the community. How the fuck are you going? First of all, how you going to have a fucking youth group? How you going to have all this shit for the kids? How you going to have this and all that shit and then tell people you can't come around here? Just really think about that. All these people so-called do shit for the kids, right? They got this for the kids. We do this for the kids. We trying to teach these kids. And number one thing that you're doing is telling people, yo, you can't come around here. I'm go where I want. I've been going where I want. People say, yo, don't go over here. Danger? Danger? So what you're saying, we got to be afraid of our own people. So who's the real enemy then? These niggas sitting on Instagram, 1 minute, they assalamu alaikum, bucking around, round two, they doing all that shit, but then they the same people oppressing people. They the same people oppressing people, so they posturing for the internet, they posturing for people, they posturing with these peace walks, they posturing with these marches and all this shit, and then they the main people saying, you can't come around here. Don't let them come around here. So who's the real enemy? Because if you go to the Upper West Side, they calling the cops on you too. How did it work for Ahmaud Arbery? How do you pronounce his last name? My apologies. How did it work for him? How did it work for some of these guys who's going around and they saying, what you doing? So where could we go? Where could we go as a people? We're confined to our areas. Check in with who? Who has the authority to tell another man where they can and can't go? And the Euros, tourists, they go everywhere. You had these dudes in Brownsville doing pranks, playing. Who told them they got to check in? We can't go nowhere. We can't do nothing. We got to check in. We got to do this. We got to do that. We go here. Blah, blah, blah. Come on, man. Fuck out of here, man. Enough is enough with that. And I'm telling you, if you jacking people who talking that check in, you should have came over here with me. How? First of all, how you going to keep me safe and your fucking head could get blown off too? And you done been shot and you done got beat the fuck up. I'm scared. So now I got to be scared of black people? The same people who I speak for, want to fight for? I got to be scared of you? I got to be scared of you? And y'all on here acting like you for peace? Yeah, we got to do this, that, and the third. Again, these the same people who get these government funds. Government funds. To do shit for the hood. But then telling the people who can't come over here. Now, I'm not coming to your hood. I'm not coming to your hood to set up shop. I'm not a part of no street organizations whatsoever. I have no allegiance to nobody. I have allegiance to myself. I don't have an allegiance to any colors, any street organization. I'm going where I want to go. Where you from? Don't worry about it. Straight up. And a lot of times, a lot of y'all niggas ain't shit without no gun anyway. So what we talking about? What we talking about? And I don't care if it's 4 or 5 of y'all. Everybody a gangster with a gun. You got accident murderers. Check in. You can't come over here unless you get permission. To go to a place where niggas don't even fucking own nothing. And when, do the police gotta check in? Huh? When they ride through the hood, do they gotta check in? Huh? When they come through, do they gotta check in? Who they gotta check in with? When they come kick your door and make your mother lay on the floor, did they have to check in? When they run through the hood and dig through your ass because they think you got crack, do they got to check in? Huh? When they pull your pants down in the middle of the street and dig in your ass, do they got to check in? It's fucking weak-ass underworld shit that we glorify. Oh, you can't come around. You can listen, man. Let me explain something to you. That shit is corny. You know, you keep out your neighborhood, you keep people out your neighborhood who's coming to destroy your neighborhood, who's coming to take away from your neighborhood, who's coming to put drugs into your neighborhood, who's coming to put gangs into your neighborhood, who's coming to harm the women. That's the people who you keep away. You don't keep regular fucking, you don't keep regular, yo, I'm just going, just coming through. We hear about these places. We hear about places all over. We want to see. Shit, this where my people at? This where it's turned at? I want to see. I seen people taking pictures in front of the Marcy Project sign. This is a fact. I seen, you want me to find, I'll show you right now, people taking pictures in front of the Marcy Project sign. Why wouldn't they want to? They hear this is where Jay-Z from. They hear this is where Bleak is from. This here, they hear this is where Source Money is from, where Jazzo is from. Why wouldn't they want to take pictures in front of the Marcy Project sign? But let some other dudes, let somebody that look like us go try to take a picture. What y'all doing over here? That shit is corny. That shit is corny. You gotta be scared of your own fucking people. Listen, I ain't scared. Listen, man. Call me whatever you want. I just ain't scared of nobody. I ain't scared of no fucking gang members. I ain't scared of nobody working this earth that could bleed just like me. Only thing that I always be concerned about is that I want nobody else to get harmed on my account. That's the only thing but when it come to me, whatever gonna happen. I don't give a fuck. I ain't scared of none of you niggas. None of you. All that big bad wolf shit, listen. I done seen the biggest, baddest wolves laid on stiff somewhere. Period. So get the fuck out of here with that. Oh, he don't play. Fuck out of here with that. We always got some type of bully bad guy amongst us. Some here, he ain't no joke. Yo, he don't play. What fucking revolution did he start? Same people who trying to act like they for oppression, taking money from the government, the biggest oppressors. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. He ain't no joke, yo. He got a big squad. He got a big crew. Yeah. A bunch of lost niggas. Teaching nobody nothing, man. Fucking only our duty is to protect the women and the children and ourselves and raise these children up not to be nothing like us, not to have them have any upbringing that we had, not for them to be traumatized the way we was traumatized as children due to that poison called crack that they put in our community. You know what y'all dumb motherfuckers do? The first thing you do when they get a certain age, you throw a fucking rag on them. You put them right into the shit that traumatized you and you think it's cute. You laugh. That's why we fucked up. That's why we fucked up. We territorial, tribalism over neighborhoods that we don't own shit. Because again, when they want to come in and build shit, when they want to come in and change shit, they come and do it. What happened to saying, no, y'all can't build no store over here? And let me ask you another thing. How many of y'all own stores in your own hood? How many stores you own? Is the corner store owned by one of you? Because I'm not going to go somewhere and the fucking agents own the liquor store and you tell me I can't come around here so they could come around here. I done been in my hood in Brooklyn and the Chinese dudes in the store like, what's up, son? Fuck out of here. Don't play with me like that. You don't talk to your people like that. Don't try to stereotype me like I'm some fucking, like I'm with this Ebonic shit. Don't stereotype me. You not down. Arab dudes in the store. What's good, my G? But they could come up, right? They could come in and it's cool for them, right? And they take the money right out of your fucking community and go in their community. But I can't go to that store that you don't own neither. What you doing around here? When you have a community, you control the money, You control the system. You control everything. Y'all don't control shit. You ain't talking about where somebody can't go. Don't come around here. Fuck around here. You don't even want to be here. And they right in the hood. Give me a place. Give me one black community that them Asians ain't in. With they food, they nails, and selling here. I'll wait. You buy they liquor, you buy they hair. You in the barbershop, but they own the barbershop. They own the barbershop. They own the property. Think about the supermarkets. They own the supermarkets. So I'm riding, going to, you know, handling my business, and I stop at the local supermarket. And I want to go in there and get me a water or something. And you going to come in there and say, yo, where you from? Motherfucker, you don't own shit. This ain't your store. Where you from? Fuck out of here. We keep empowering these bitch niggas, man. They getting fucking shows. They getting fucking verified on Instagram. They getting bigger and bigger by oppressing our people. Who is the oppressors anymore? Who is it? When people talking shit about you, who is it? When people in your comments or on your shit talking shit to you, who is it? Who the enemy? That's why I say I fuck with me. I'm not in the business. I'm not in no popularity contest. I fuck with me. You go to the smoke shop. I remember when we used to have to, I'm not glorifying this, but I remember when we used to go, when I used to sell trees and I used to have to go get my baggies. You know who own the smoke shops? First of all, what do we own? What do we own? What do we own? Give me the neighborhood. What do we own in the neighborhood? The chicken spots, the wing spots, the pizzerias. What do we own? What do we own? We own shit. And the first people to tell us where we can't go is us. Yo, they come around here. They got to come talk to us. I don't know you. So let me get this straight. I want to go to any state. I got to go on Instagram and hit somebody and say, yo, I'm going to be in your neighborhood. It's okay. Just really think about it. Every state and town I done been in, I always wanted to know, where are my people? Where are the people that look like me? Where are they? Excuse me. Oh, they down there. I wouldn't go down there. Yeah, okay. I'm going down there. I want to see. I want to be amongst my people. I got to be scared to walk amongst my people? I got to be scared to walk amongst my people? In the same struggle? That if the police come, they're not saying, hey, where you from? Are you from Brooklyn? Or what are you doing over here? You can go. No, they're going to bust all our fucking heads. That's why I always say with people with this ADOS, FBA, I'm NOI, I'm this, I'm that. You think they differentiate when they going to fuck us up? You think you get a special pass next to your name when they going to fuck us up? You think they say, oh, no, nah, He's FBA. Let him go. No, they fuck us all up. They don't differentiate us. We differentiate us. No matter where we go. No matter where we go. We everywhere. Poverty is everywhere. Going where the fuck I want. When I want. And I've been doing it. That's what I'm saying. I've been doing it since 1993. I'll go anywhere. Where the hood at? I'm going. You can't come around here. Fuck out of here. Going wherever I want to go. Where the children at? Where I want to go to the hood. I want to see the children. Where the children at? I want to go give them some damn... I want to go buy them some ice cream. I want to see the bad. I told you the cure for depression is in the laughter of a child. If you're around any children, playing with them, let them laughing, having a good time, that shit will cure you. That shit will make you enjoy life because it's something about the laughter and the joy of a child will always make you happy. How could you hear a baby laugh and it don't make you laugh and make you happy? Where the children at? Where the park at? Let's go to the Walmart. Let's buy somebody a toy. It's nothing more joyous than putting a smile on somebody else's face that you know might not be as fortunate as you. That's the joy. So you want to come places and do shit, but motherfuckers tell you, yo, you can't come over here. You got to check in. But Adam 22 can go to O Block because he gave out 100K, right? But if I go there and I don't have nothing to give, fuck you doing around here. Think about that. Fuck that. Enough is enough with that shit. We all that, yo, Quando Rondo didn't check in. This person, listen, so because a person goes to a particular neighborhood or whatever the case may be, they gotta die. His man gotta die. Somebody gotta die. People like, what you doing around here? Are you fucking retarded? First, they put us on plantations. You wasn't allowed to leave the plantation unless you had your walking papers. Right? When you go to jail and they leave you, they say, give him his walking papers. Don't you know that that terminology in itself is some racist slave shit? You're going to get your walking papers. So first, they had us on plantations where we couldn't go anywhere unless we had a signed document from your slave master that you're allowed to walk. You're allowed to go around because it wasn't no roads and shit like that. You was allowed to go through the woods. They would stop you. Hey, who said you could walk? Who said you can go over here right now? You had to show them your walking papers. As a black man, you had to show them, I'm allowed to be over here because Massa said I could be over here. I could come over here. Massa gave me permission that I could go to the next town. Massa said I could do that. I got permission. Now in 2022, I need permission from a black man to walk down a block. So it went from us being enslaved, beaten, all types of atrocities, to now a black man saying, you can't come over here unless I give you permission. So now you the fucking new master? Now you're the new master? Now I got to get a written document? Or I got to walk around with you, take pictures and posture with you to say I'm good over here. I'm good over here. Fuck you. I'm good wherever I want to go. I dare motherfucker to tell me where I can and can't go. I did. I dare motherfucker to say, yo, what you doing around here? My whole life. My whole life I've been on that type of time. Man, I'm go where the fuck I want to go. Especially being, I don't know, it's something about us Brooklyn dudes. We go where the fuck we want to go. If it end up bad, it end up bad. I don't care. But ain't no man, woman, or child going to tell me where I can't go when our fucking ancestors fought and died to go where the fuck we wanted to go. You got niggas telling you where you can't go. Are you stupid? Are y'all dumb? Are you dumb? And y'all jacked that shit. And y'all jacked that shit. Y'all support these people. You know what you need to do? You need to go on these people's Instagrams. Everybody be talking that checking in shit. And all these motherfuckers that tell you. You need to go on their shit and tell you when you going to stop oppressing your own people. Because you ain't extorting me. You know what these niggas be doing? These niggas be getting niggas robbed. Getting people robbed. And then say, I got your chain back. That's why I got so much respect for NBA Youngboy. When he got robbed, or his man got robbed, and they was like, yo, I got your shit back for you. You keep it. You keep it. I'd rather be NBA dumb boy than to be extorted. Because the minute you get my jewelry back, I owe you one. Or I gotta pay for my shit back that somebody took it. So if you find out who took it, and you fuck with me, why you ain't do something to them? All you did was get my jewelry back. You keep it. I respect an NBA dumb boy for that. You're on the fucking, you gonna line me, and then when I get lined, oh, I got your shit back, by the way. Nah, I'm good. I don't want that. I bought something new already. You don't want it? No. Now I'm dumb. Doing this shit is fucking whack, man. I just don't know how to be jealous. I don't know how to look at what another man has or what another man's doing and say he don't deserve that or I want that or I don't know how to do that, man. Whatever man or woman want to do what they do, do what you do. If you think that's what it is. If I find that it's something that's detrimental to how I think or whatever the case may be, I will speak on it. But if you want 1,000 fucking chains, that's your business. That has nothing to do with me. I got one neck. I did the jewelry before. I do all that shit. I got a whip. I got all that shit. But if that's what you will do, that's what you do. You don't deserve to die because you got a whole bunch of chains. You don't deserve to die because you got up a whole bunch of cars or girls or whatever the case may be. The fuck out of here. Because I'm telling you something. When in this street shit, whenever somebody do something for you on the street, you now owe them. You now indebted to them. I got your chain back. How many times I done went outside and dudes is beefing and I'm like, yo, come on, man, y'all dead that shit. It ain't going to fucking, yo, I just squashed beef. I just deaded beef. No, that's the shit I'm supposed to do. We all from the same fucking neighborhood. How you telling them they can't come to the fucking store? None of us own the store. So you trying to tell them from over here, they can't come over here and get none of this hairy chicken wings that's killing everybody? Make it make sense. You trying to tell them they can't come to this liquor store that's poisoning everybody? Make it make sense. You're not allowed to come over here and get this poison from that we getting. This is our poison. This is our poison spot. But as soon as they look up the building and say, we're going to tear this fucking building down. Nobody say, save the building. No, you're not tearing this building down. This building is a landmark. Lee Love and Margaret, they just like, yo, whatever. Do what the fuck you want to do. Tear the building down. Then they start building shit. Then Sally move in. Sally come out with her little Pomeranian or walking her cat. Niggas is sitting there like, damn, Sally got a fat ass. Yo, Sally was good. Next thing you know, Sally move Paul in. Paul is there now. Then Paul moving Tom. Then Tom moving Betsy. Then they're all here now. And you say, yo, there's some cool white people that live over there. They cool. But let you move there. Some niggas moved over there. I don't know what them niggas is on. I don't know what them niggas talk about. And that's how the shit start. That's how the shit start. But nobody got no problem with that. People talk about gentrification when you the motherfucker who contributed to the gentrification. Because I say contribute a lot, but I like to say it like that. But you the one that contributed to the fucking gentrification. You the one who did it. You the one who dumped the blunt ashes on the floor. You the one who's shooting people outside. You the one who lowered the property value. So when they come in and say this shit ain't worth shit, but we gonna fix it up because we see something good in it that y'all don't see nothing in it. Here goes 70,000. Leave. Shit, 70,000? Shit, I'm about to get me a bus down. Shit, I take that money. Then you leave and you say, yo, they came over here. No, you fucking sold it, stupid. You sold grandma's house that granddad did all this shit in. Granddad did all this shit to have something for the family, and you sold it. And you went to Tulum, or you got your ass done. But even some of you weird ass niggas now getting your goddamn stomach done and getting your body done now. You sold it. You the one giving up. You don't see no value in shit. You don't know about refinancing your crib and getting money and fixing up and making this shit. You was out there shooting motherfuckers. You was out there selling crack. You was standing on the corner harassing motherfuckers. You didn't put no business in the neighborhood. You the one that was renting the goddamn barbershop instead of owning the goddamn property. So what are you talking about? You sold everything for nothing. Because what did you get? You got a fat ass? Still stink? Still got to wipe it? What did that fat ass attract? What did that fat ass attract? What did that bust down attract? You got all them diamonds and that shit shining. Get into a jam and go try to sell it. Nigga be like, I'll give you $700 for that shit you done paid $10,000 for. Facts. Facts. Stupid. Like I said, listen, man, I ain't playing nice with nobody. A lot of people want to have my name in their mouth and play games and all this shit. Listen to me. You play with me, I'm going to give you what the fuck you asking for. Seriously, I'm going to give you what you asking for. And I don't want nobody to tell me you went too far or you shouldn't have said that or you wilding. Listen, just warning everybody, leave me the fuck alone. Okay? I talk about shit pertaining to the culture. I talk about shit pertaining to a lot of shit. I do not profess to be this, that, and the third. I just talk about what I want to talk about. You don't like it? Don't fucking watch. But none of y'all niggas can ever check me. None of y'all can ever check me. Young or old, you can't check me, nigga. Fuck is you? Can't check me. You can hit me and build with me and say, yo, I didn't like that idea or I wasn't feeling that. Okay, cool. Yo, you know what you riding think. But don't ever think you could check me. Young or old. Can't check me. You typing. A lot of y'all typing. Talking and typing. Where you be at? Where you at? I ain't never seen you around nowhere. I done been everywhere. I have an issue with people. I hit them up. A lot of people who I talk about, I know them personally. Did I not ever say something about Jim Jones that he could have been offended by? Did I not say something about Maino that he could have been offended by? Were they not on this channel right after that? Did they not both do an interview with me? Right or wrong? This shit ain't personal. It's cultural. It ain't personal. That's what it is. Don't ever think you could check me. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. I'm going to give you what you're looking for. banned from Baltimore. Psst. I come to Baltimore with Baltimore niggas. Fuck is you talking about? I be in Baltimore with Baltimore niggas. Might ban you from your hood that you don't own nothing in. Banned from Baltimore and you got fucking abandoned houses everywhere. Why don't you go fix that shit up? Why don't you go fix that shit? And I was in Baltimore. When was I in Baltimore? I was in Baltimore, when the fuck I was there? October. This is a fact. Go where I want. Banned by who? Stupid niggas got IP addresses talking about where I can't go. Come to your hood and get more love than you in your hood. They're gonna be like, oh shit, the homie out here. Facts. Banned. And the shit that killed me, ain't none of y'all gonna come to me as no man and say shit. You ain't gonna come by yourself. You gonna come with a gun or you gonna come with a bunch of niggas. You ain't gonna come to me by yourself and say shit. You come on, man. And I go where I want. I have been. You've never seen me on camera with a bunch of dudes. When have you seen me with a bunch of dudes? I don't roll places with nobody. I go places by myself. And if I, the day I gotta be scared of going somewhere that black people are, oh, boy, you just want, see, I know y'all want Clyde. You'll come by myself and fold you. Why don't you fold them crackers in your fucking neighborhood gentrifying it? Why don't you fold them? Just really think about that. See, you want Clyde. You want to come. This is what they do. They come on here. They want to engage me and argue with me and say shit that they don't have no business saying because it don't really make no sense. And then they go to their little channels and say, yeah, I just got into it with Doggy Diamonds. No, you didn't. You just dick ate me and I ain't letting you. Straight up. What's the point? I don't have no problem with a lot of y'all. I don't have no issues with a lot of y'all, but you trying to create shit for your little content and that shit is corny. That's not the way you do it. That's why y'all be suffering. That's why y'all don't grow. That's why y'all don't grow. Because you think I'm your enemy. This is what I'm talking about. You think I'm your enemy. You got abandoned buildings all around you and you talking about where the fuck I can't go. You stupid. And not to mention, I'm really, really tapped in with a lot of street people. If y'all want to talk like that. I'm tapped in, for real, for real. If we want to go there, if we want to be on that type of time. You got dope fiends all over and people not right in poverty. You talking about, I'll come beat you up. Now think about it. If you do come and fuck me up, what's your consolation prize? You get to run to the internet and said you did something to me? But the people who fucked you up your whole life, you never did nothing to? You saying free niggas that you don't send nothing to? Just really think about that. I'm loved everywhere I go. You know why? Because I show love. I give love. And if we have a misunderstanding, I done came on my platform and apologized to plenty of people. I'm not afraid to apologize publicly and privately. But all that, you gonna do something to me? I will push your shit in front of your mother. Seriously. I will push your shit in front of your mother. I will beat the shit out you in front of your children. Because the problem is, y'all be playing with the right people. I'm not fucking playing. I'm not playing with nobody. Give a fuck how old you are. I don't care. I'm not playing with nobody. So we could play all this shit on the internet. Because this is the coward's playground. This is where we talk. This is where we do all this shit. This is where we poke our chest out and act like we something. I done been out in that world my whole life. Y'all niggas is weird. First of all, if some of y'all too thin to win, can't even walk up a fucking flight of steps because you smoke and drink too much. So don't let this shit run in your mouth and thinking you got to challenge me, thinking you got to get at me because you're not my, I'm telling you, you're not my enemy. I don't want to go at you. I have no issue with you. I see a lot of people in the street. What's good, bro? What's up? That's how I walk around. What's up? Every black man, every children, what's up? You ain't my enemy, but you want to be my enemy. You know why? Because you're a fucking nigga. And that's why I always say,
some of y'all niggas, da-da-da.
Talking about you banned from Baltimore and they got fucking lots. That's a dollar. And you ain't buying none. Stupid. Come buy your fucking block. Make you move. Move your fucking mother out. I'll come gentrify your shit. Fuck, I sound like Hassan Campbell and I've been on here before him. Don't ever tell me I sound like nobody. Nigga, I'm the originator of all this shit. That's a fact. Anyway, y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. I'm gonna come back later. I'm not playing with nobody. Seriously. And I don't smoke or drink. This shit real. I don't smoke or drink. I don't got no beer muscle. I don't got no weed courage. I don't got none of that shit. Give a fuck what you disrespected, nigga. Suck a dick. Fuck you. Fuck you and your mother, nigga. Fuck your whole family. Go blog about that. Give a fuck. You playing? I don't play with y'all lame niggas. Squaw suckers. Stop playing with me. Anyway. I'll be back later, man, with the comrade. We got some shit to talk about. Yeah, man. Psst.